The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
Okay, so you guys, we ended last time after the rest on the fourth day, right?
I think so, yeah. I think we're 3 days out or something like that?
Yes, yeah. I have it written down, fourth day.
Excellent.
End of the fourth day.
Cool.
Hey, while we're walking, I want to forage.
You want to forage?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'll forage too.
Why not?
Please forage, Lucas.
Yeah, I'll help forage this time.
Thank you.
Because we only need a couple of good rolls left.
That's a survival roll.
Then we've got,
it is a survival
food for the remainder.
For anyone who does care, my son is here, so I don't know how well it's being picked up, but it probably is. That'll be picked up.
Seven's not good.
Nope.
16?
That'll get one.
We're rolling survival, right?
Yes.
I rolled a 17 plus numbers.
That will find food.
I can't remember how much food do we find. We didn't roll it.
It was like a
D6. D6 plus your wisdom, I think? I don't remember.
You don't want that? Wisdom modifier, right? Okay. Well, I just repeat yourself.
I'm going to say D6 plus your wisdom modifier, because I'm not digging through 3 books.
Okay. So D6 and your wisdom there, sir.
Yep. Would it be in the regular?
8, Matt.
DMG.
Which one's the DMG? 13 back for the day, so we still have 2 days.
No, I am sorry. Chapter 8, Adventuring of the Player's Handbook.
So, 13 gets us through the day, right?
Mm-hmm. So, okay. You and I just got enough for the day.
So, we should, theoretically, as long as we don't lose track of anything or go awry, we should have enough to get to Sloop It Up. 3 days out,
right
is that
now,
right?
We'll end day 5 with 26 rations.
So, and it was 7 days to Sloop It Up?
Something like that.
We have to ask the 2 day buffer right now.
Oh, you're asking Shushar? Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be 7 to 8 days.
Okay. So theoretically, Kira points that out, perhaps we might consider picking up the pace a wee bit?
Yeah.
We've got enough food. Although we did see, drow, like, trail markings or warnings.
There were symbols, but we're not sure.
You saw a warning sign.
Yeah, they were a warning sign of some kind.
Sereth told you exactly what they were.
Yeah, because they were warning about
demons.
Did Shushar know anything about that? Since he's from relatively nearby?
Or Stool? Did Stool know anything?
No, neither of them did. Those were drow markings.
Okay. I mean, do they know anything of ambient demon stuff?
For the most part, you don't get many demons around here. You'll get them around the drow cities, because the drow summon demons.
And the drow build their cities on top of hellmouths.
No?
I was just thinking about the reference, I'm sorry.
No, I knew you were.
Okay.
I wasn't saying anything because I was waiting for him to sit down.
For the audience and for anybody at the table who wouldn't know, Loth, who is the major deity for the drow, at least the, what do I want to say, the main one, because there are a couple of other deities.
There's Loth and her kids.
Loth is,
her kids, that's a weird name for a god.
Loth is, part of the demon web pits, so she is from the abyss herself. So summoning demons is almost like summoning angels for drow, like the same sort of thing, messengers from their goddess.
Fair enough.
The further rules for the foragings in the demon.
Told you, 3 books. I remember bitching about it last time.
I have one of these at home.
It's okay.
You cursed hers.
You said F-bombs.
Didn't yet, did I?
Not on mic. You literally dropped one right after saying you don't want to drop any.
Which, by the way, he does edit it, so if he wants to make it so he doesn't say the first fuck of the night, he can just do that right now.
And I can literally paste you saying it.
We have plenty of audio.
He just starts this episode with Matt going, fuck, 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 fuck.
The baby's here, stop.
He doesn't care.
Until he starts saying it.
Yeah.
I'll just laugh.
We good?
You just keep going, man. I'm following along. We're adventuring.
You just keep going, man, as my life crumbles around me. The dogs and the child
continue to be the bane of my existence.
He looked at his phone. Shoot him.
He wasn't talking. That's what was the. That was the agreement. Jeff was talking.
So, for the audience who probably didn't hear the click, Jeff has just put a loaded Nerf gun on the table. I would like to point out my wife is in fact getting antibiotics for my sick child, so I did check it. It was a Facebook notification, but I did not look at it.
The threat was, if he was talking...
Yeah. Yeah, if you miss something that I'm saying, because you're staring at your phone, I will shoot you in the face.
So, were we all in agreement that we were going to pick up the pace up?
I think it's a good call, yeah, personally.
Will it hurt our foraging?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Picking up the pace?
Yes.
Yeah, it will.
Because you're
not in support of that.
You're foraging... Sorry, I'm putting words together. Your foraging takes place during today's trek.
Right.
So it's the fact that you rolled foraging assumes that you are going at a medium pace.
Right. No, I was saying after tonight.
After
assuming,
tonight.
Assuming okay. We are closer, we now have 2 days worth of food, I'm more inclined to not go at a sprint, but to move more quickly to try and make that a day and a half.
I was going
to
say, we could push a day at a faster pace, slow down again to forage. Push a day at a faster pace.
It's just we're this close to safety.
Right.
Yeah.
Hang on. We have 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've been counting stool. We don't need to count stool.
Yes, we do. We went over that.
No.
Yes.
He went, and pointed to his face hole when I asked him if we needed to count him.
No, he doesn't have a face hole.
He pointed to where there is no mouth. That's what he did. He pointed to where there was no mouth.
Yeah, he literally does not have a mouth. He eats whatever you guys drop along the way, because he eats night soil.
He eats duty.
Yeah.
We've been considering him, though, in our numbers of consumption, because you told us to.
Anyway, what happens today, Jeff?
Okay. You guys make your way through a cavern.
Do you mention the Mind Flayer, perchance?
Hmm.
Or one of the other fuckers who lived through it?
I mean, yeah, I would assume that the other guys saw that, right? There were two or three other people that saw it?
Yeah, but see, you guys don't speak their language, so they're gossiping among themselves, and there's only one guy who speaks undercommon.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But there's two.
You do too?
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what happened, though. So, yes, Matt, if you're... you can make a perception check if you want, and see if you overhear any of their gossip.
Okay.
Does a 23 hit?
It does. You'll be able to pick out their conversations. You'll know that something happened with a Mind Flayer last night. The stories vary from there was an epic battle while you guys slept to they just stood there and stared at each other and then walked away.
Remind me, who had the interaction with Troy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And then a couple of the guys woke up.
No, a couple of the guys were on watch with him. I don't remember which ones.
I don't remember exactly who.
Hey there, Eleanor. I can't help but overhear what some of the other guys are saying about a Mind Flayer.
Since you're talking to me, you'd be the only one hearing this. But,
yeah. They've been gossiping, it sounds like.
Yes, I had a very nice conversation. Started out heated, I suppose, but... no cause for alarm, I don't think.
So, like, we're not in any danger, huh?
Okay.
I've seen what they can do. They got the little... I'm gesturing at a squiggly beard.
Yeah, I gotta say that LNL would absolutely know that, holy shit, I walked away from a Mind Flayer and had my brain intact.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about. That's that's not exactly accurate.
He didn't, like, feed on any of us, did he?
That
I can't find my ring.
Character would choose to walk away from this.
Okay.
I'm, you know, versus...
If the Vanguard gets a hold of the word Mind Flayer, there will definitely be a reaction from the three of us in the front, just so you know.
Yes, again, also why only Matthew is hearing this conversation.
Yep.
I would even assume that we were having a conversation with Underdark. Or a common, undercommon.
It wouldn't matter. You're hearing it in your brain.
Oh, that's right. Shit. So, No need to worry and talk to anybody else about it?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. It's just Kira, she's a little jumpy, it seems. I just don't want to alarm her.
I think you've answered your own question.
Hey, while we're on the subject of weird things,
I had this creepy dream a couple nights ago.
Oh?
Yeah, it was when we were in that that cave. It was one of the purple worm tunnels or something. Not purple worm. What was it? What was the...
The Umber Hulks.
Umber Hulks, thank you. When we were in the Umber Hulk tunnels, I had this dream where we kept getting attacked by things and everybody died and it felt completely real. You ever have that happen?
I can't say that I have.
Okay.
This was interesting, though. Only you had this dream?
Yeah, nobody seemed shooken in the morning when they got up. So I kind of just let it go, like Elsa says.
You can't have a second character who's anachronistic.
What are you? Elsa's my grandniece. The wise one, that old Elsa. I tell
ya. I'm writing that shit down. You're going to have to remember that in 30 episodes.
That's canon now.
Grandniece.
I can't wait. Audience, Elsa. In like 7 weeks when Matt is flipping through his book and goes, who the fuck is grandniece Elsa? It's going to be great.
I don't know. Like, should I talk to anybody about it? It seemed like really, really real, you know?
I mean, with the encounter with the Mind Flayer, maybe it's worth...
watch out. You're going to step on that mushroom.
Discussing your dream? Maybe it's cause for pause? Shoot him.
Yeah. No, I didn't look at my phone. That doesn't count.
It half counts.
Half shoot me. Like, take a limb.
like unload one and throw it at him. I said, I believe that may be cause for pause. We should maybe discuss your dream with the others.
You think I ought to talk to the drow? Maybe he would know more because he's from, like, down here?
Seems logical.
Okay. Okay. So I walk over to...
Sarath.
Sarath. Okay. Sarath, how you doing?
Are you speaking in common?
No, I'm speaking undercommon.
You're speaking undercommon. Just okay.
Just checking.
But I still have a weird talking in my undercommon.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that accent and undercommon.
Yes, dwarf.
Hey, the other night when I was doing watch when we were in the Umber Hulk tunnel, I had this horrific dream of us, all being eaten alive and stuff from the Umber Hulks and the whatever, the what have yous. But it was not like a dream, like I completely thought I was there, you know? Like sometimes in dreams, I can like fly and stuff and it's really cool without a spell and it's really cool. But like in this one, it was not that. Like I thought we were all dying and then when I died, I woke up and it was really weird. And I was just wondering if that's like an ambient thing here. Like, do you guys just have like really weird, vivid dreams about being murdered a lot? I'm from where we have grass. I don't know these things.
What kind of dwarf are you?
Hill dwarf.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not a common thing around here. It sounds like one of our party is a disguised mind flayer and has been infiltrating your mind during your sleep.
Are you shitting me?
No, of course not.
Sarah, like are you a mind flayer?
I like to think that part was in English.
Are you shitting me?
Kara just turns around and goes, shh.
You're really tugging my jug of syrup here. What are you talking about?
No. That sounds totally plausible.
My people don't really pick up on sarcasm. Is that what you're doing? Am I winking with the right eye? See, that's anachronism. Okay.
No, they... Is he being people true? Still wink.
So can I, like, roll to see if I think... If I believe him?
Sure you can. That'd be an insight roll.
18.
Yeah, he's totally bullshitting.
Okay, well...
But mind flayers can do shit.
Yep. I go back over to Elidel. I think Sarath's a mind flayer. I say it in undercommon quietly.
I just shrug. Keep walking.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You said Elidel, didn't you?
I said I went over to Elidel.
Okay.
Why? Who'd you think I went to?
Eldeth.
No.
Sorry. That's who I heard.
Do you need me to roll anything as I'm leading the party, Jeff?
You can roll a survival check.
I say, I feel like I was rolling those things. That was not good.
Man, now you made me think I should go to Eldeth.
14.
14? That's not bad.
It's not. I didn't say it was bad. I didn't say it wasn't great.
You guys come to a diverging cavern. It's kind of a big open space that you come to the end of, and there's three paths. You take the center path. Between you and Shushar, you're fairly sure that you're going the right way.
Can't wait to get out of these fucking tunnels.
you guys will go down this tunnel for hours. And not severely, but as you're going over the next few hours, it narrows and narrows and narrows. Eventually, you're going single file down this row. I need a marching order.
First, tunnel fighter.
Okay.
You want to put these out for marching order?
Gonna need a lot more than those.
Yeah, I want to try to get near Eldith.
If you want to, Lucas, grab the markers. I don't know how prevalent it will be with God, I hope we don't find anything that burrows. If it's single file, Jeff, you could just write the order down or maybe even write them with markers so you don't have to worry about...
At least the...
You know what I was thinking of? Since things can burrow here, we need to get a copy of... You guys remember that board game, Don't Break the Ice? We'll just hot glue all the ice cubes together. Because they're like the same size, right?
Probably rough.
Close. I think we could like do a rough estimate. Jeff could just sit there and be like, and they dig it out from underneath you.
Or we should just get a sponsorship from Dwarven Forge.
Man, those model sets are awesome to play with, but my God, they are a pain in the ass.
I can't imagine how hard those
are. Well, now we're not going to get the sponsorship.
They're not hard to put together at all, but...
Speaking of pains in the ass, I want to go ahead and thank Pornhub for their sponsorship this week.
the mass of boxes that would be against that wall for the different sets and everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
I would assume that Shushar would be behind me, and then I would want... Thing one and thing two. Who was it?
Ront and Darendil.
Yes, it was Ront and Darendil. No? Was it Darendil?
It wasn't Ront. You had Darendil. I didn't think you had Ront with it.
I think I had Ront because he was the orc.
Ront and Darendil were both up there because they were...
I couldn't remember if it was Ront and Darendil or Ront and Bupito.
No,
the
Bupito...
two that spoke your same language.
No, I know specifically I'm with people who I can't speak with.
Oh, I thought you were.
No. I
no,
can't speak
that
shit.
Was part of the joke last time.
Is the guy who thinks he's been transformed, I think?
That's Darendil.
Darendil? Okay.
He speaks Undercommon and Elven.
Turvey's dead, right?
Turvey is dead.
I want to try to be closer to Eldith and Shushar. So can we like...
Shushar is all the way up front.
Oh. Do you want to be in the middle, Matt?
No. Yeah, I'll be in the middle.
Well, I was going to say, you're leading and you can't see in the dark.
Yeah, but we're essentially a freight train right now because the end of my...
It doesn't matter. You are going to have some kind of light.
Yeah, that's my point.
Been caving?
No. I mean, he keeps casting light on the front of my glaive.
Okay. Yeah,
but does he have to touch it?
Every hour.
It's by touch.
So, I was going to say, Matt should be somewhat close to you. If that is the case.
Put me between Shushar and Ront. Is that possible?
And I'll be behind Darendil.
You put me towards the back, just not the very back.
I mean, you still have...
Put a meat shield between the back and Lucas. Exactly.
I'd say let's put Sarah's at the back.
No.
Yeah, you want the drow at your back?
I really want the drow right next to Lucas, personally, so Lucas can keep an eye on him.
I can do that.
Okay, who's going right behind Troy? Are we throwing guys in the middle, or are you going to the back?
No, put Lucas behind Troy, and then put Sarah behind Lucas.
Or if he can fit, put him right next to me.
Single file.
Oh. Sorry.
Put Stool.
Stool will need help.
Right.
Stool is considerably slower than everybody else.
Stool ride on Lucas's shoulder.
Stool's been following me around the whole time.
Yes, Stool would be sticking close to you.
Stool occupy the space between Troy and Lucas then?
That'll work, yeah.
Then that leaves Topsy.
Because all the deep gnomes in the back, I feel okay with that.
Yeah.
There's only two, because Turby's dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's Jim Jar. Isn't.
I got him.
Jim Jar and Topsy.
Yeah.
Turby's dead.
And Bupi.
He's in all the little head, too.
Oh, I guess that's fair.
All right. There's our marching order. Okay. You guys continue on down this tunnel for hours. Good. 4-5 hours down this tunnel. No breaks. Almost completely straight shooting. It veers left, right, down a little bit.
So it does feel natural then. It doesn't feel unnatural.
At the beginning, very natural. Towards the end, more cut.
Like, are we
cut
seeing...
Cut widened or cut to the floor for smoothness?
We seeing, like, this... Honey. Is the tunnel itself naturally cut, or are we seeing tool marks or claw marks through it?
No, you can see where... Matt, especially with your stone cutting, you would see that this didn't used to be here. This was solid rock, and somebody at some point cut this tunnel through here. It does not look like something burrowed through here.
Okay. I was looking for that differentiation. It looks like it has been tooled by a humanoid.
And you'd assume, it's something humanoid if it's about 5 feet wide, because it wouldn't be a large something.
Yeah. Hey, Kira?
Oh, good. Oh, no.
I was gonna like look back and ask one of the deep gnomes if they recognized the work. Does this appear to be some of your people?
No, it doesn't. But Peto will pipe up though. It almost looks like Durgar.
Durgar? What the hell are they?
The gray dwarfs.
The deep dwarfs?
Can't say I've ever met one.
No, that doesn't surprise me. They all live in Gracklestug. That's where I'm from.
How do you keep all these names straight?
What?
You're Gracklestug and you're bibbly bobbity, blah, blah.
When makes a choice.
When we get to Sloobadoop, I will have to keep referencing back to the names because the fish people names are horrible.
Fair enough.
They're not just like redfish, bluefish.
No, they're all like gurgling bubble sounds.
That's fair.
They all just sound like a fat person saying cake. Hey there, Kira. What do you make of these, this natural, cavern, huh? Not really natural.
I assume that much is obvious, right?
Well, if not, I was pointing it out to you since you're in the lead.
No. I was just gonna ask Jeff, because part of my story is that I've spent some time in the Underdark, so does it feel...
It's too neat.
I would say, it does feel too neat.
Yeah, it's not rough, it's not natural stone, it's... It's not naturally formed stone.
Right.
It's been smoothed out.
Does it look relatively heavily trafficked?
No.
Okay.
So, hey, just taking a gander here. This has been treated by somebody, but not really walked on. Are you keeping... You have a... What's your passive perception for traps?
Well, we'll find out when I miss it, Matt.
Okay. Mine's 14.
If your sneak's high enough, you won't trigger the floor buttons.
Kira, up ahead, you see an opening. An end to the tunnel that opens into a larger cavern.
Okay. Can I tell anything else? I'm probably not at that distance.
You would be, I think light is only 20 feet dim light, so you're about 20 feet from the end of it.
I think it's 20-20, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's like 10-10.
Is it 10-10?
Yeah. 10 bright, 10 dim.
Oh, you know what? It's right here in front of me. Oh, no, it's not.
Now, am I seeing it? Am I close enough to see it? Or can I just kind of feel it opening up? You know what I mean?
No, you can see the opening.
It's 20-20.
Is it? Okay.
Sheds so you bright can, light in 20-foot radius and dim light for an additional 20.
40 feet away, you can see the opening.
You hear that? I lean back. I kind of... So it's on the end of my glaive, but I imagine I can kind of put it down and almost shadow it a little bit from anything that's in front of us. You see what I'm saying?
You could throw something over it.
Right, yes. I'm going to kind of stop and at least obscure it in the hopes that it's not bleeding out of the opening yet.
Yeah.
I look back at Shushar. Close enough for Sloopadop yet?
We're getting there.
Cavern's opening up ahead. Wouldn't be you people yet, right? I assume you'd be able to tell if we were close enough to the water.
I mean, you'd smell it.
Not smelling anything?
No.
Shushar.
Ront, Darendil.
You have a shield, Matt?
Yeah.
It's...
Marek.
Marek. Marek, want to go take a look?
Okie dokie.
I was going to say, the light can be colored as you like. So, like, you could make it a darker light that maybe isn't as vibrant. Like a dark purple or something.
You could make it a red light to not kill your night vision.
Yeah. Yeah. So
something that's not super bright, incredibly noticeable, and yet still...
That's good. I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Because I'm thinking that if you move forward, kind of shield up, I'm hunched behind you now, at least, if anything fires on us.
Well, and I just want it known, in my anxiety since the dream, every morning I'm doing the +1 to my armor. So, just want everybody to know that. Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking that, especially, I should be saying this in the accent, whispering to you, especially if we think it's gray dwarfs, might notice a few more stone-based traps or something.
Right on. Hey, you want me to go ahead and change the brightness of that light to something a little more dulled for down here?
We're now administering medication.
I don't know what
Jeff's going to keep in and not keep in. We might be really short on content for this episode, and this is the most exciting part.
Wait till they get bigger, because like Joe's last round of antibiotics last month, 11.4 milliliters. That's not a measurement that exists on anything I can just buy. It's like, hey, Doc, how do you even do that? It's like, just go to 10 and then a smidge. Really? A smidge?
I mean,
It's all guesstimate.
Well, no, it's
no,
science.
It's not made up words.
Math is a real thing, Lucas.
No, it's not. I reject the truth.
Flat Earth.
Hey. Flat Earth.
Reasons to get shot include ignoring other people, looking at your phone, and denying basic principles of science.
Yeah, you should actually get two guns and do the Boondock Saints tattoo, like fake tattoos. Ignorance and ignoring, like
5 milliliters. I know you don't want to.
Hey. Open up or it's going up your ass.
Do the thing where you like hold up chocolate to his mouth when he opens it, just shove that in there.
He's usually pretty good about it.
Yum.
You're going to have to...
Cody, get up and help.
Mix it into his water. There you go. Yeah, just squirt it directly in the ear with the infection. That would make sense, I think. Right? It works great.
I remember when Logan was 4 or something like that, he hated taking pills. The children's Tylenol and stuff like that, he hated them. And I said, you got to take this. You've got a fever. The fever's got to come down. That's what this does. You have two choices. You can take these, or I can give you the suppositories. He's like, what's a suppository? So it's a butt pill. You remember those? I'm like, yeah. So which is it going to be? And he sat there for about 3 seconds. Says, I'll take the butt pill.
But did he think he could chew the butt pill? Is that...
My mom usually just crumbles pills up into my cream of wheat.
She still does that for you, though. In her defense. My mom gave me a suppository once and slipped. Mom didn't give me those anymore.
That's pretty far in there, huh?
Yeah. She found a polyp.
Lost a ring.
It's still in there.
That's why my farts sound weird.
I wonder.
What happened to my slide whistle?
Slide whistle. Woo! Yeah, he gets the joke. This guy right here, he gets it.
If after that pause he would have just said asshole, that would have been
no. I'd have lost my mind. He's concerned. Yeah, I don't trust him either.
So we're on our fast day right now.
No, you're on your regular pace day.
You're in a cavern.
This is the encounter part of the day.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, I'm going to creep up front there. Kira, you coming with me? I can't even get your name right.
I'm right behind you. It's almost like the, I'm almost thinking, not that it would work.
I'm thinking like the 300 phalanx, like, oh, yeah, I'm holding my shield and your pole arm is coming over the shield.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's 100% what's going on.
Okay. And I've made it the red light, as I tried to discuss before the screen.
Yeah.
Bye, buddy. Bye. Bye. Deuces.
That's a weird one.
No, Kira's even taken not quite a crouch, but like, oh yeah, now I want to try it. Well, I'll wait till I finish talking.
Yeah, you're fine.
Sort of the idea of crouched, you know, almost with a hand on one shoulder and, you know, the glaive over the top and just kind of kneeled down. So hopefully if something comes at us, it won't, you know, yeah, I figure I get one quarter cover maybe. He's not very tall.
Yeah.
You can kneel. You're going to have to kneel if you want to put the
glaive onto something. We're just creeping up to see what's next.
So you're stealthing, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I'm not stealthing because I'm sure I have...
Oh, yeah. You got heavy armor, don't you?
So,
and you can roll. It's just going to be rough.
I'll try it.
You can try it.
Okay.
Roll at disadvantage.
Disadvantage on a stealth. Plus one. 19 or 4. We got a 4.
Hey, I was just hoping you'd roll a 1 so I get a card.
Suck it.
I'm not even going to bother to roll. I'm just looking for the next thing to stab.
You don't see anything. You come out of this tunnel, and there is a, like, 10 by 20 platform. Well, not a platform, but a cliff. And you don't see anything.
Like, just fucking Indiana Jones, Last Crusade, like, just... Sheer cliff face that goes straight down?
Sheer cliff face goes almost completely straight down.
I yell Jehovah's spelled with an I and I push Matt forward.
Only the penitent man will pass.
Man, that'd be a real shit way to lose a character. Look left, look right. Is there, like, there's nothing across the wall that we're... There's nothing... Obviously, there's a deep old cavern, or what do I want to say?
Like, is there an opening on the other side? Like, there used to be a bridge here, there should be a bridge here. Are we seeing a foundation of something, or a tie-off stone?
No.
How large is this room? This,
like, you don't see the other side.
Well, this is disconcerting.
You do see a ledge.
Well, I'd like to perceive the shit out of that.
Okay. Actually, don't do perception.
Okay.
Do your... What was it?
It was none of your goddamn business.
As Matt, or as Jeff has moved things out from in front of Matt so he can see if he rolls a one or not.
That was a one.
Okay.
Thank you, Nord Games.
You took it back.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Nord Games. Don't insult them.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Okay. Make it a knowledge history with with double proficiency, I believe, is what you get for stone cutting. Plus four.
Since I don't know how clever Matt is, can I make a history roll?
Fuck, it's a 10.
If that's circled in, shouldn't that be more?
No, because my intelligence is so much less.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. I'm proficient in history with my minus one intelligence.
This might be, of the many characters I play with you, Matt, my favorite.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, Cody, you can roll.
Okay. Yeah, I got a 10 there.
I got a 22.
Show off.
Sorry, 21.
It looks like that ledge was cut there. It looks like it used to be significantly wider.
Huh.
You can see the outer edges of it's broken off.
Okay.
Hey, why don't we bring Shushar knows the way home, right? Like, let's have him take a look. Does he remember any of this?
I'm gonna step to the side a little bit. I'm gonna kind of move you over a little bit.
Okie dokie.
I'm gonna actually step out on the platform.
Yeah.
I'm gonna flip my glaive around to the butt end and kind of just feel. And just kind of feel the edges.
Where?
Yeah, just kind of in a circumference. Like, put me on the map. Not there. One back. Nope. There. I'm just going to kind of reach and feel the edges. There's nothing invisible there.
No.
It doesn't feel... I'm tapping the squares around me to make sure they feel solid, because I have no idea if this is supported or not.
He's throwing bits of sand around.
Yeah. Tink, 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 tink. Everything feels solid all the way around.
Yes. If I was going to do that to you, the bridge would have been illusion.
Well, that's fair. I'm not saying, this is what an explorer would do.
Yeah.
And I'll feel this edge over here as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Huh. Hey, you got a bow and arrow or anything there?
I do have a long bow, actually.
Why don't we put that light on one of them arrows and take a shot that way, huh?
Sure. I actually will, nothing's hit at us yet. We're about to make noise. So... If there's anything in the Underdark that was going to snag us off the side of this cliff, what's that horror movie, The Cave?
The Descent.
The Descent, that's what it is, where the flying thing snags her from the air or whatever. I think he snags her, yeah, am I right?
And she's on the rope or something?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and strike a torch and just set a torch down there.
Okay.
I'm assuming that light doesn't help at all, even though it's a little bit brighter than light.
Yeah, it goes 40 feet.
Okay. I thought it was 30 and 30.
He just said it was 20.
Torch would be different.
I don't know. You'll have to look it up.
I think torch is 3.
Yeah, and just because I don't want to shoot my only light source, Matt, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to light up one of my... I don't have very many, but if you want to light it up...
Shrek?
Okay. I'm aiming, but do you want me to actually roll?
Just sure.
From distance?
Yes.
Torch is 20 and 20.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. I rolled a 21.
Yeah, goes sailing across. What's the range on a longbow?
120.
What's the max range?
Yeah,
300.
300?
Is it 300?
Yep. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it might have been more than that.
300.
Oh, that's what I have written down.
I have 150, 600.
600?
Yeah.
Wow.
You see it shoot out and then eventually dip down and it will plink. It will stop suddenly. Significantly further down than you are right now, and way across.
It's probably...
What do you think that is? Like 750?
It's at least... I got a good shot. That's at least... I mean, and I assume I angled up a little bit to shoot at something on this plane.
Probably. To fire that 600 feet, you would have to go to 45 degree angle, so yeah.
Yeah, 500. Farther. We're not going across, that's for sure.
You don't think?
You're fine.
Are the rest of us just like standing here waiting for you guys to come back?
You literally cannot get out there.
None of them.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if I'm cheating or not.
I mean, you can walk through a
if I ever bought a quiver of arrows.
Oh, you're fine. You could get a quiver of arrows.
Can I have two quivers of arrows?
No. If that had been written down before, then yes.
So all of a sudden, as we're standing here and you're like, guys are discussing stuff, I am going to grow like little claws out of my fingers and toes, and I'm just going to clam the wall and like skirt around you guys.
Oh, she's a gecko lady.
Does it give you a climb speed?
Climb speed, same as my walking speed.
Nice.
So I'm going to walk out and like, I will literally just like start like shimmying, but like.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just king, 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 king.
Okay. How long does that last?
I think until I turn it off.
Well, that's probably not true.
An hour.
An hour. You could...
I flipped the sand timer. At 30 minutes, I'm telling you to come back!
You could... it wouldn't take you an hour to get around that far, but you can... You find where the cavern bends.
Yeah.
Several hundred feet down, that ledge goes around.
I mean, do I... Can I see, like, in front of me? Like, do I see, like, a wider opening anywhere?
What do you mean?
If I go for a couple hundred feet, like, am I noticing that this is going to come to
a wider walkway?
Wider wall. Yeah, wider walkway.
No.
I think that it's...
I mean, I will...
like,
I wish to hell I could talk straight.
That's okay.
You find places where it's almost broken off completely. You find places where it actually goes out to a cut edge, where you can tell it was a few feet across.
To like, you know, the visualization I'm getting is exactly what Matt brought up earlier. Don't break the ice. Like, when none of the ice is in it, that's what we're seeing. It's like a little ledge that, at least for the moment, appears to go around the circumference.
You would assume that there have been many rock falls and broken off the ledge.
Okay.
Are you seeing any sort of, like, additional tunnels or anywhere we could go? But I mean, even if I see him go like for 5 or 10 minutes and you're not finding anything, Stool's not going to make that. I probably won't be able to make that. Some of the more dexterous players might, but...
We'd have to tie ourselves together.
That's an even worse idea.
Yeah. But, well, if we did it in segments, I mean, everybody to one rope, but if we did like...
What's on the other side?
I think I have a climbing kit somewhere. I have to look. But I mean, even if we did do that...
I do have a climbing kit.
Thought it was important. It's not.
I just have rope.
My wife was texting me. I was like, oh, do I need to go do something? Oh. It's not.
You're going to get your husband shot.
Ah! Can I borrow that, Jeff? We're going to have to turn around, find another way. I don't think this party can do this. 3 or 4 of us, maybe, especially with the claws, but we could anchor and piton our way across, but...
I can't, so I can't squeeze between everybody and get up there?
I mean...
You could.
We could step back. Yeah, I would like you to could do step
that.
Up.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to get onto wherever this cliff ledge begins and turn on Detect Magic.
Okay. You don't...
See if there's any illusionary thing hidden somewhere. It doesn't cost me a spell slot. Doesn't cost me a spell slot to run it. So.
Oh, and Matt, you need to be marking off a first level spell slot every day.
For what?
Otherwise, I'm going to make you keep track of water.
No, you said that I know the mushroom that has water in it.
Yeah.
That can absorb water and carry water. It acts like a sponge.
No. The barrel stocks are a source of fresh water, not the sponge, which is the water orb mushroom.
Oh. Did you find any of those?
Yep, every day.
Do I need to?
Like,
I mean, this is going I can start.
If you want this to be the rule going forward, we can do that. That is fine. We can roll something specific to find the right one. But. Sorry you didn't think about it 5 days ago.
Yep, I didn't. Well, I assumed that the cleric would be creating water, so I didn't press it. No, because
the cleric's smart enough and knows where to find it. It's in the fucking...
Let's be careful.
Plus we have fish people. He can find water.
Let's be careful.
What's your intelligence?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's be careful what we call it intelligent here.
That's not important right now.
Would you roll a minute ago?
Okay, so detect magic. What am I seeing?
You don't see any specific auras in this area. You can see a whole miasma emanating from everything around you down here.
Well, it only goes 30 feet, I think, so.
Yeah, but
right,
that's but still disconcerting.
The stone that you're walking on, the ledge, the walls.
It's all glowing.
It's all glowing to an extent. Not like you were looking at a spell cast on something.
You should be able to detect the school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what would that be then?
No, it wouldn't have a school.
Is it like the echoes of previous magic then?
So I'm not detecting
is it natural magic.
It's like I'm detecting a soul gem.
Roll an arcana.
This is a mithril mind.
Hinterkai, I think.
It's only an 8.
It's only an 8? You're not sure.
Can he describe what he's seeing so that somebody else could possibly roll an arcana?
I don't know. Could you talk into the mic so you could be heard, L&L?
I'm talking to Jeff.
I mean, I could just say that I'm seeing glows everywhere, but...
I don't know if it's a thing. Literally, I'm like, I don't know if that would work.
If you're describing it,
yeah, absolutely.
You would, from your conversation with the Mind Flayer, you would think that this might be what he was talking about when he mentioned the Fair's Rest. Now, you didn't really know what it was.
No. Right.
So you wouldn't have much more of an idea than Lucas would, but that will tie the two ideas together. What?
I keep losing my pencil.
It's behind your ear.
I look there. It's not.
Your other ear.
Okay. At this point, you guys have two choices. You can go back. And you basically lose a day's travel because you went like 5 hours this way. Mm-hmm. No branches, no nothing. Or you can go this way along that tiny ledge and there will be skill checks.
We're not all going to make it around there. It's not worth it.
The corporal is telling you all to turn around and we'll head the other way now.
I'm happy doing that. Don't think we can all make it around the ledge.
Stool goes,
Okay, it's up to you guys.
No, as long as there are no nays from either the NPCs or the other PCs. Some of us might be able to climb around, but most of us won't be able to make it.
As long as you guys don't mind doing the, you know, like, maybe we have to keep our regular pace so we can find enough food. That is going to add a day to our travel.
I mean, unless L&L thinks there's some worth of climbing over there, spending however long she can do that, and then climbing back. But it would basically be a solo mission.
I mean, ostensibly, I could walk for 3 hours if need be, but... I'd rather not burn all my points.
I call back to the group of NPCs. Anybody got a spell for like a bridge or something?
So if I go out for like a half an hour, I don't see any sort of change.
How far can you move?
Climb speed is your walk speed, 30. So.
So you can move 60 around, 360 a minute?
Right.
Say if the circumference, if it's not significantly wider than it, or longer than it is wide, then you ought to be able to make it around there in 5 minutes, right? Mathematically speaking?
10 minutes, and you could make it all the way around, I believe, if I'm doing the math right.
That works out.
You probably are.
I'm not.
1,600 divided by 360.
1,600?
Uh-huh.
Just hit the equals button.
Is 4.5 minutes, or 4.5?
4.5 minutes. So, yeah. I'm sorry. I guess you could make it all the way around. I'm not thinking about...
You're not thinking fourth dimensionally.
I'm not thinking double moves, even still. That's not near as long as I thought.
So I would echo that.
Since you spent the points, you might as well circle all the way around and see if there's anything useful. I would just caution you to be careful going in anywhere if you see any dangers, because like you're fucked over there.
Yeah, like what if you like run across a gray ooze?
Well, so how long would it take me to get to their side? 10 minutes?
No, he's saying you can go.
You could get to the end, around the side, and back up the other side in 5 minutes if you're double moving and...
Oh.
If you're double moving and just hauling ass around there, you're not going to be very perceptive of if there's dangers or anything like that. You could slow down if you wanted.
I'm specifically just looking for another entrance or another...
You won't find anything around here.
There's nothing.
Nope.
So this is just a giant pit down into something.
Yep.
How far can you go down?
I'll tell everybody, I think the way is down or back.
No, when you get around to the other side, you will find something on the far side of the cavern from where you guys entered.
Okay.
Directly across from this cliff face, you mean?
Not exactly directly across, but across. Yeah, on the far side.
Activate the bridge, Luke!
And there's nothing to tie off any ropes onto.
So yeah, when I get to their side, I will stop for a few minutes and look and see, do I see anything right in the entrance there? Can I see...
Anything of note?
Anything of note? A mechanism? You know, hey, drawbridge lever.
No, you don't see anything like that.
A bolt chain.
Gotta twist a bunch of rocks around so they have the right images facing until something opens.
While he's doing that, let's see, could I do that? Yeah, I theoretically could do that.
I can take some time and make a bunch of pitons.
No, I was just gonna take take a rock or a stone or something laying around, or even a torch. Torch is probably you'll screw me with that. I'll take a rock and just tie it off pendulum style onto my 100-foot of rope and just go down. Because theoretically, the rope, if I hit anything, the rope would suddenly have a little bit of slack in it.
Yes.
So as I'm feeding it down, as I'm fishing, do I have any idea?
Feel free. Tugs.
Just pulls you right off the edge. Around your ankle.
As I'm fishing down, am I finding anything? Like, is there ground maybe?
You said it curved. It wasn't a straight face.
Where?
Down.
No, I think you meant it curved around.
Yeah.
No, I thought, because we said it was a sheer cliff down. Oh, okay, I'm curving this way, and you meant curving.
Right.
Yes. Okay. It goes down. You have 100 feet of rope?
Yes, I think that's
you would probably hit something along the way down. Down towards the end.
If I jiggle it a little bit and keep going.
Yes, it keeps going.
I'd say drop a torch if you're going to test that.
Some of us need torches. If others want to waste things, cantrip.
I can put a dark light on it.
I didn't really want to swing. You ever seen an anglerfish? Yeah, I don't want to do that.
If your herbalist can find you zerkwood, you can make more torches.
I'll find you what?
Zerkwood? It's kind of like
you know what that is there, yeah. I don't think it has maple syrup in it.
Yeah, zerkwood was the first
thing. So it's at least 100-foot drop, if not farther.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we turn around. Like, there are ways to get across this passage, not with 13 people, and not at second level. I don't see there's any real option here. As long as Troy doesn't find anything across the way.
I mean, you could make it around the ledge.
I'm not trying it.
Okay.
I made it just fine.
I aim and take fire at Troy across the ledge. Especially at how much he just looked at that crit fumble card from Nord Games, smirked, and then put it back down.
It just says you fall off the cliff.
Well, it's alarmingly specific.
That's how they know.
Nord Games, if you're listening, I want that card. Please.
You fall. No exceptions, no explanation. You fall. Okay, yeah, let's turn around and head the other way for as long as we can march today. I don't see if there's anything else. If none of the NPCs are going to pipe up or anyone else has any suggestions, I don't think that their stool's not going to be able to make it. There are several others. The orc's going to have trouble because he's big and bulky. Like, it's going to be rough.
The Quaggoth.
Yeah, like, it's not doable.
Double.
Okay.
All right.
Jeff looks little disappointed.
No.
You're not playing in my sandbox, kids.
No, this...
You're not going to find that turd that the cat buried.
I am just as good with this as if you had tried to go across. Okay, you guys will get...
The trick is, Matt, you put traps at both ends, so you always get the trap you want, whether it's the stupid way or the less stupid way.
Jeff's old high school nickname, finger cuffs.
Mark off your food
I did.
For the day? Okay.
I do that first thing every morning when we roll.
Oh, okay. We'll say you get back to where you started at the three paths.
Yeah.
You push a little further into the night, or whatever night seems to be, or whatever. Right. Yeah.
Whichever way Shushar thinks now that he's seen that cavern.
We'll see tomorrow.
I don't know if I'd be able to or not. I'd probably be taking a dagger or something and at least trying to notch caverns that we... I mean, I feel like I'm doing that anyway, but as we go down caverns that we then have to switch back,
yeah,
I would be putting a little K or something... KW shit stinks. Was here. Yes. Matt is physically shitting on the walls. Do not go here.
Stool's just creeping up and eating it.
That's why we don't have to get him rations. He eats our shit.
That is exactly what I said, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
When you said things we... when you said droppings, I thought, like...
Night
soil. Crumbs while we're walking and eating at the same time.
not quite.
Not our boom booms.
Night soil, Matt.
Okay.
You guys rest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing great. I don't know anything about mind flayers or horrible dreams of Uberhulks eating us. It's a good time. I mean, all things considered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the evening hours, I will probably ask somebody else about my dream. I wanted to talk to Eldith.
Okay.
I had a weird fucking dream, blah, 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 blah. Do I have to do the whole RP again?
No, you don't. But I'm going to ask you one question. I think I may be... helping you out.
You want to, like, roll for it?
No. Which dream?
The Umberhulk thing.
Okay.
Did I have another dream?
Yes.
The fuck was it?
Oh, that's...
You don't remember.
I love how Matt looks down at his notebook like, did I write this down?
No.
Nerf could also sponsor us. It has nothing to do with this, but I've always thought that'd be fun if we went live. Like, we could just have, like, biggest donator just like, oh, you know, $10 Matt's gets shot. $12 Lucas gets shot.
Nerf, if you're listening, you could market a gun that is, like, I don't know what this one's called, but I know my son's got one called the Judge and things like that. This one could be the DM's reminder.
I like it.
So yeah. If you shoot me, will you tell me? If you shoot me with that, will you just go ahead and tell me what my other dream was?
Nope, but that will help remind you next time.
What was my other dream, somebody?
They were all they didn't have the
dream. No. I'm not using the accent.
Yeah, I know.
Cody, Troy.
What I don't want to get dream? Shot by the DM's reminder.
It's a foam bullet.
Yeah, at 2.5 feet.
If he shoots you, I'll give you a fucking dollar. God.
I'll give you a hint. It had to do with a lot of water and, like, temples and chanting. And I was like, Matt's going to totally talk about this. And he's like, nope. Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It was a bunch of fish people.
No. Yeah, you did see fish people.
Which is only slightly disconcerting to the guy literally leading you to a town full of fish people.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Shushar. Let me write down real quick. Dreams.
For any of you who has, for anyone who has Matt Ding on your bingo cards, we need to do that.
What, Matt Rancor's, Bingo?
No.
The drinking game.
Bingo cards.
Except all the spaces are just Matt forgets and Lucas won't do math.
No, there is also Family Guy references. I knock an arrow and draw my bow.
See, I no longer have an arrow. That doesn't work with this game at all.
It does.
We always make fun of him for it.
I'm no longer
saying it.
I know. After we did the cover stuff and that in the first little mini campaign thing, and we had to all learn about shooting from cover and what have you.
Yeah.
And the exasperation in Luke's voice, like when he's like, "Well, we just never fucking played that way, so I just didn't know." I just listened to the episode.
Literally
today.
Didn't. I had no idea.
I know, and it was just so funny. Like, the whole time, you're like, well, I just didn't fucking know. I just, well, whatever.
Didn't crit fail, so it didn't make sense. Usually, you only hit one of your party members if you crit fail.
Oh, no, fuck that. You shot poorly.
Yeah.
Wasn't that poorly. It was like an 8.
Hey, Shushar.
Drew 3 occupied squares.
Ah, it was fine. I could see through.
Hey, Shushar.
Yes.
Hey, I've been having a couple of weird dreams lately. I kind of forgot about the first one because the second one was really caused a lot of anxiety. You know what? Do you guys have anxiety?
My brethren do. I've risen above that.
Hell, are you like a priest?
More of a brother, a monk.
Oh, okay. Somebody looked up the fish people in the fucking monster manual. Sorry. Nothing. Me. Well, okay. So you're like a holy man to your people. Yeah?
Hopefully.
Do y'all, pray to altars often? Like, as a big group?
Yes.
What do you usually have on there?
That would be the Sea Mother.
I was so close to semen. Sorry.
Was it?
No, not really.
Not really.
It was right there.
Nope.
It was right there.
Bingo? Anyone? Bingo?
Anyway. So, I had this dream, and then I described the dream to him.
Really? What was in the dream that you need to describe, Matt?
The altar with the fucking shit on it in the water.
What kind of shit?
Had anyone here?
No, because it wasn't my dream.
I legit don't remember.
I mean, I, what you're saying rings a bell, but I couldn't tell you anymore.
Yeah. Like, I don't edit the podcast, so, like, I don't know what happened.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners.